This morning, before the sun even came up, I met with four members of the Washington High School Varsity Show Choir. They were far more awake than I was. With the discipline you'd expect from a varsity arts squad, they arrived prepared, and they arrived early. Here's Curtis Cornish, Bailey Banwart, Austin Schoenbeck, and Jamie Bitts talking about the regional show choir competition, Best of Show, and the blood, sweat, and tears that is performing arts in South Dakota. First, I think before we get started, somebody has to explain what show choir is. Who wants to do that? I know what a choir is. Bailey.
Show choir is basically just a bunch of audition singers and dancers all coming together, choreographed and vocally trained.
All right. So tell me about Classic Connections.
Classic Connection this year.
I said it wrong. Tell me about Classic Connection.
Classic Connection is the varsity show choir at Washington, comprised of 56 singers and dancers. Basically, we call ourselves one big happy family.
56 dancers are on the singers and dancers are on the stage at the same time during the performance.
Yep, and then plus we have a 15-member band and a 10 like backstage crew.
Wow. So I don't think that people will fully understand what a show choir performance is like without really seeing it. But can you explain to me the kind of energy that sort of happens during a performance?
Oh, gosh. There's so much energy. Like, before you're going backstage, like, everyone's so hyped and, like, they're all just ready to go. And then you hit the stage and everyone is just, like, adrenaline and just happiness. Like, everyone's on there and they're giving it 110%. And the energy you get from the audience is so great. Like, there's cheering, there's screaming. Like, everyone gets so into it in the audience and it just makes you feel even better on stage.
Curtis, costume changes, Broadway tunes, pop tunes, ballads. What? It's everything.
Well, it also really kind of depends on the show, but costume changes, it really is a nice little kick of adrenaline in. It gets people... even more hype to get back on stage and ready to express themselves, to show what they can do on there.
All right. How long have you been doing this, Curtis? How long have you been in show choir of some sort?
I've been doing varsity show choir since my freshman year. I actually started actual show choir my 7th grade year.
Okay. So you started at Whittier Middle School.
Yep. Whittier Middle School Special Edition.
How intense are the auditions?
The audition for me was you went in, you danced, you had about 2-3 hours to learn a dance, and then everyone went in like 4 people at a time and you just danced, and then you had a separate vocal audition. And this year it's a bit different, and you're learning a song already and you're going to sing and dance at the same time, so they can test both of those at the same time.
And in your case, in high heels, right?
Yes.
All right, it's all together. So who wants to talk about Best of Show, the event? What is this? This has been going on for a long time.
This is like the 17th annual Best of Show. It started way back many directors ago. And we have a middle school night on Friday, which this year we have 6 middle schools, and both of the Washington High School show choirs will be performing. The whole event kicks off at 5:30 on Friday, opening with our JV show choir, Stage Lights, which is in its first year, or back as a mixed prep group this year. And then it'll end the night around 9-ish and close with Classic Connection, the varsity show choir. And then on Saturday is a show choir and jazz competition. And the jazz stuff starts around 9:15, 9:20 and goes till noon. And then we have show choirs, all different levels, all different sizes of schools, in the main gym starting at 11:20.
Coming from fairly far away as well. Take a look at your list and tell me what towns are represented from South Dakota.
We have... Sioux Falls, Roosevelt here, New Tech, Brookings, some Iowa schools, we have some Minnesota schools and Harrisburg and Howard and some Nebraska schools as well.
Is it competition or just a performance? What are we competing for? Curtis?
They compete for certain places, trophies, but really it's kind of a mix of both. It really depends on the group, how they want to define it as a competition or just a way to perform. Okay. Express themselves.
All right. Take me back to middle school. Curtis and Saino, who else did this in middle school? We're like in high school. They're all raising their hands. Okay, so I'm going to ask Jamie. I'm going to pick on you. So middle school, when was the first time you saw what this looked like in high school? Was it Classic Connection that you saw perform?
Yeah, my... well, as a Patrick kid, like, Washington was really the only school that you could go to that had a show choir. So I was leaning more towards Lincoln, actually. And then my seventh grade year, I went to Best of Show and I stayed for the high school day after I was done performing on the middle school night. And I saw Classic Connection. And it was their Come Sail Away show, I believe. And oh my gosh, it was like, it was so amazing. Like, I watched and I just like sat there and I was like in awe. And it was like, wow, like, I really want to do this. And so, like, coming to Best Show and seeing it, like, totally decided, like, what school I wanted to go to, because I knew, like, I had to be a part of it.
Yeah. Bailey, you're a senior. Austin, you're a senior. What sort of elements from this experience, we'll ask you first, Bailey. What do you think you'll take into college? Because there might not be a show choir. Are you planning on going to college? I should start there. Is college in your future?
I am planning on going to college and continuing in choir.
Okay, so you'll stay in the choir itself.
Definitely.
Do colleges have show choirs?
I know University of Nebraska Lincoln does. They have the Big Red Singers. Other than that, I don't know what.
The Big
ton
Red
more,
Singers.
But yeah,
naturally
it's really original.
It's called that, yeah. So is it something that you would want to look for, a school that had a really great choir or show choir program? Does it make a difference?
Yes and no. For me, I think having a choir program is really important, but show choir, I just don't think I can top my experience at Washington. Yeah, so right. I don't think I want to look for that.
Austin, what sort of things besides just going to choir, you know, in a college environment, are you going to take with you as far as the work and the discipline and the creativity that you've experienced over these years at Washington?
Well, I've been in show choir since I was in seventh grade, and you just like, you learn a lot of teamwork and like dedication and how you have to work together to make this show unique and like your own. And so, and plus Bailey and I, we choreograph Patrick Henry Middle School, and then Jamie or Whittier Middle School, and then Jamie and I, we choreograph Patrick. And so that, like, the creativity part comes in there too, and it's just like fun because you're gonna make up the show, like, you make the show.
Really? What? I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's a lot of fun.
Music theater, Curtis, I know I've seen you in some plays at Washington.
Yeah, I have done Footloose my freshman year, and this year we did Wizard of Oz. Usually a show choir and theater, they all mix together. It's easy scheduling, they both can go smoothly. We have, like, how many people in theater done it? Like, we have a couple of sophomores and even some freshmen are in theater and show choir at the same time.
What's the community like in show choir?
It's just kind of like another family.
Yeah. Spend a lot of time together.
Mm-hmm.
How long are your rehearsals, Jamie?
Every week we have a three-hour rehearsal on Monday, and then occasionally...
3 hours on
every
school.
Monday. 6 to 9. Yeah, and then occasionally on the weekends we do whole weekend-long retreats where we're at school from like 9 to 9 and stuff.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then, yeah, so that's like our choreography. We're learning that, or we're cleaning things. And then our competitions are normally like 24-hour deals.
Wow. So how do you physically prepare for that? That's an endurance. Bailey?
You just kind of have to go through it at home. I know I do it. Maybe I'm weird, but I do it at my house a lot. I dance through everything, and it just kind of, it's more of a mental thing than a physical thing. You have to really want to do it, and you have to want to be invested in the show in order to sing and dance consistently for 16, 18 minutes at a time.
Yeah.
And so, like, when I'm at my house, I run through it, and then when you go to practice, you just, like, drill the whole entire show over and over, and you get like a couple drink breaks, and then you're right back into it. And so I think it's just the practices that really help you get into it.
All right, Austin, what do you think, what do you tell those middle school kids about show choir in the future that would encourage them to stick with it and put in that kind of work and make the sacrifice? Because, you know, in a city like Sioux Falls, there are lots of activities that you could pick from. Sports, I mean, you guys are obviously all athletic. If you can do the dancing, theater, you know, productions in the community and stuff, why encourage them to choose this?
I just think show choir, like, it has, like, a different family sense than I feel like other activities do. Like, because you spend so much time together, and you just, like, you find so many friends. A lot of my friends in school are my show choir friends because you spend so much time with them, and you build so many just, like, skills in show choir, like the, like, you learn like teamwork, dedication, all this stuff, and so it's just like helps you in the future.
Tell me about your teacher, Bailey. Who's the coach and or the director of this?
Jeff Spencer. Uh-huh. He's been there for 2 years now, and he really has adapted very well to us. He's kind of like our, some people joke about uncle or father, is he's just, he cares for us a lot, and he's up, like, 3 a.m. sometimes, like wondering how we are, what we're going to do. And our assistant director, Miss Self, this is her first year, and she's from UNL, and she's really great. She helps us a lot, and she's kind of like, she's become like a sister to some of us. She's just so nice to us. It's awesome.
Jamie, take me to the moment after you're done performing. You've had a particularly excellent performance. Everything went well, and you run off the stage. What happens next?
Oh, it's all blood, sweat, and tears. Like, there's people who are coming off. They, like, hit themselves when they were on stage, or there's people that were, like, so into it that they're crying, and, like, everyone's just, like, covered in sweat, and we're all just so excited about what we just did. Like, every time we come off stage, we're like, that was amazing. Like, we're hugging each other. We're getting everything off, and we're like, we did so, so good. And then we go into critique, and we get to hear about what we can fix, what we did well, all that stuff. And it's just like, it's such a, just the minute you get off stage just feels so good because you know you like left everything on stage.
Best of Show Show Choir Competition runs March 17th and 18th. Friday features regional middle schools. Saturday is the jazz choir and high school competition. You can pay $15 for an all-day pass. Students get in for $7. The events are at Washington High School in Sioux Falls. You can find more at showchoir.com.